Bring those flowers up. So somebody said, did you buy flowers for Joan? No, they'll never miss them at Riverside. They never. No. Actually, I wanted to buy flowers, and then my wife says, there's some wonderful flowers here at the office. So the Lord provided that way. So some flowers for you. But we are not done. Would you please have a seat in the pastor's normal spot?
Not supposed to be this way.
Yes, she just informed me it's not supposed to be this way. I want to say something about that. Joan said to me, whatever you do, don't do something for me. Just don't do something for me. And I said, I won't. I'm not doing this for you, Joan. I'm doing this for me and for the rest of us, because we're going to have a lot of fun. That's the way that works right there. So let me open up something here. Have you got that first picture ready? Can you get that up? I've got some pictures. Just a few. And so we'll see if Matt can. There we go. So we all know Joan, right? And we know what a blessing Joan has been to us over the years. And I mean, it's been some years. This month is 35 years that she has been the secretary / administrator at this church. And she started when she was just, I won't tell you how old she is, but she was almost 40, just 39, going on 40. So you do the math. She's not afraid for you to know. She's not. She hangs around with Joyce too much, so she can't be afraid if she's going to hang around with Joyce. Put that second picture. Now go to the next picture. I don't know how well you can see this. That's pretty much how she looked when she first started. And, you know, she wasn't posing at all for that picture. Larry, was it 15 years later? Well, the hair was big. I just had to pick this one. Isn't that hair awesome?
What's that machine behind her?
Yeah, that's a typewriter. For those of you who haven't seen one of those, back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, we had and a phone with a cord on it. Now, some of you kids won't recognize that at all. Next picture, please. I just want you all to know that Joan has always been a team player. She has always been a team player. That would be Kathy's fault right there. Yeah, you can blame Kathy for that. But I love that. We haven't had a baseball team or softball team since I've been here. But, you know, maybe we should do that again. Are you ready to swing? Okay. And also, next picture, please. I want you to know that she's always been a person of character. That is her right there. I'm not sure what they're doing. You were being nerds? Yeah. He looks like he's drunk. That's all I can say. Which just proves that people were drunk in the spirit here before the last 10 years. And so one more thing that I want to say. And so before we put this picture up, I'm going to tell you that I went to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Online. In fact, let me get this pulled up so I can, because you're not going to be able to read it any better than me. you pick out a particular word and you go to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and you can do it online now, and you see certain things when you get there. So I wanted to look up faithfulness. I typed in faithfulness, Merriam-Webster. I pulled it up, and here's what I found. Have you ever heard anyone say, if you go to that place, you're going to see a picture of? Joan's been faithful. Joan has been so faithful. And so I was looking at the things under faithful or faithfulness. Steadfast in affection or allegiance. Loyal. Man, I'll tell you what, she's been loyal. Sometimes she's been downright feisty when she thought she needed to protect me. She has. She's been so faithful in that area, and it's been such a blessing to me. Then I looked at the next one, number two. It says, in firm adherence to promises or observance of duty. The main word is conscientious. You can't read it probably very well, but conscientious. Man, Joan has been so conscientious. She wants to make sure everything gets taken care of, and she wants to make sure it's done right. And sometimes when I'm kind of slacking off, she's like, don't what you think? Maybe we better, just kind of pick on me and make sure that things are done in the right way. She's always been that person here. The third one said, given with strong assurance or binding. And then underneath of it, it said, a faithful promise. She's always trusted God. She's always believed that God would do what God said he would do. And she's been faithful to do her best in everything that she did, trying to make sure that if we decided we were going to do something as a church, that we got it done and got it done right. It's been a huge deal. The fourth one was true to the facts, to a standard, or to an original, a faithful copy. She has been like Christ in the office. For so many people, people have called in, people have talked to her. She's talked to people, and sometimes I think she's a better counselor than I am. Yeah. And then I loved it said underneath on number five, you can't really read it up there. I was hoping it would be bigger, but it says obsolete. And then it says full of faith. I can't tell you how many times I've come into the office and I looked at the reports and said, not looking very good here on this week. The finances might be a little down. But in 21 years, we've been through our ups and downs. We've had some really high highs and we've had some pretty low lows. And Joan is always the one who says, he's always got us through it before. I don't know how many times she said that. I'm kind of going, this doesn't look. He always got it through us before. Right away, she always made sure to say that. So, Joan, I'm going to read a verse. Preach a little bit. Matthew 24 and verse 21 says to us, and his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. This is not a verse just for people when they're gone. And she's not going anyplace. She's going to be here. But there's some things we can learn from this verse. First of all, I noticed two things that faithfulness gets you from this verse. You get entrusted with more. Well, over the years, Joan's been faithful and she's taken on more and more and more. And she keeps adding to the list that Corey's going to have to do now. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, we do this. And you got to remember this in March. And you got to remember this in April. And you got to remember this in May. And you gotta, yeah. It's like, wow. So, yeah, faithful people get more. Some people think, I don't know if I want to be faithful. They're just going to put more on me. But more responsibility brings more other things. And more responsibility brings more ability. And pretty soon you become this amazing person like Joan is. She's been an amazing example to all of us. And it says also that not only do you get entrusted with more, but you get more joy. And not just any joy, but the joy of the one that you've been faithful to. How many think getting God's joy is a good thing? Getting that joy to start to flow into your life is a good thing. So the more you're faithful to him in whatever you're doing, wherever that job is, when you work as under the Lord, when you live as under the Lord, when you walk as under the Lord, when you talk as under the Lord, when you do things as though God has a good idea what you do, you should do, and it actually works when you do it. When you live like that, you get more joy. And I found joy in this woman a lot of times when I come in. Now, she's had her moments when I needed to cheer her up, but I think she's probably cheered me up more than I cheered her up. And I don't think she always knows it. But sometimes I'm very encouraged after coming into the office and finding her here. She's been a sounding board. Sometimes she gets to hear the message twice, on Tuesday or Wednesday before and then on Sunday morning. Let me just ask this question. I'm going to curve a little bit here. Does anybody know these following names? Okay, ready? Tychicus, Epaphras, Omnisius, and Sylvanus. You familiar with those names? Some of you are kind of like, hey, you don't hear them preached on a lot. We don't know much about them. What we do know about them is they are called, in the New Testament, in some of the letters, they're called faithful. They were people who were faithful. I got to thinking, looking at these names, I'm going to run into these guys in heaven. Wonder what it's like to have your name in the Bible. Well, for a couple people, that's probably not so good. But for most people, having your name in the Bible is a pretty good thing. And having faithful right next to your name in the Bible is a pretty good thing. God must have liked them a lot to make sure their names got included in our scriptures in a place of honor. And when God recognizes someone, he wants to make sure that they are honored. And so, in spite of the fact that Joan would have probably much rather that I didn't do anything today, there's a kind of a Bible mandate that I see that requires me to do what God would want done. And I'm not going to wait until you're dead to do it. I think now's a better time for us to do some things that are very honoring. Matt, if you can get that other little video pulled up now. So somebody that Joan knows from her past has sent a video. And this is going to be an example to us of what we should do in the next few minutes following this video. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to join in, if you want, sharing a little something maybe that Joan did for you once upon a time. Doesn't have to be very long. You'll see that this is nice and short and sweet. And, if two or three or four of you do that, it'd be great. Now, Joan, if not everybody comes up and testifies about how good you were to them, it doesn't mean you weren't good to them. I've noticed that a whole lot of people will come up afterwards and tell me how good God was to them, but they won't come up here and testify. So, you know, you might actually get more response than God. I'm not sure. But play that little video, can you, Mark? Or can you, Matt? That's Mark up there on the video.
Hi, Joan. Wah.
Hi, Joni.
Well, there are so many things that I remember about Joan. Joan was the secretary when I started at the church as the associate pastor many, many years ago. And I really had no idea of what I was doing. And Joan is one of the people that I was always going to and saying, well, what do I do and how do I do it and so forth. And Joan's one of the ones that helped me make it through. So that's one thing that I always will appreciate Joan for. And I remember when things got stressful at the church, we had this secret that you can't tell anybody because it's a secret. But we would lock the doors of the church and we would pull out this ball and we would chase each other around the church playing dodgeball through the church.
All the staff.
Ball tag. Yeah, the staff would do this. And so it was just a lot of fun to help us relieve a bit of stress and so forth. But you might see every once in a while a little spot where the ball hit the wall. It's probably been painted by now. But that's just one of the fun things that we will always remember about Joan.
And Joan, I always remember how well organized you are and just how patient you are. And you are just such an inspiration for someone just starting out and how to conduct their life and how to just serve the Lord with such a genuine heart. And those are just some really good memories that we'll always have of you. And also, the first mission trip that we took together as a church, way back in like 1989, I guess it was, and you were on that trip. And it was such a fun time. And I remember, I don't know if you remember, the first phrase that you learned in Spanish was, I'm sorry, because you're always apologizing for something, whether it was just saying something not quite right, but you would say, lo siento, lo siento. I don't know if you remember that, but that's something that's always stuck with me and is just fun to think back on.
Another thing about that mission trip that I remember is somewhere, I don't know how, but we found a chicken foot. And I remember that we were chasing you around at night with this chicken foot. scratching on the screen of the room where you stay just to bother you like I'm famous for. But just that was a truly fun trip, and you are a great person. It's kind of a bittersweet moment. Enjoy your retirement, but we're going to sure miss you seeing you at the church when we're able to be up in that part of the States. God bless.
God bless you.
And I will correct him. She will be here when he comes up to visit. That's Mark and Stephanie. They're our missionaries to the Dominican Republic. So kind of cool, huh? Yeah. Okay, so anybody else? Come on, this is your time to make sure that you just say something where Joni blessed you. Or something funny that she doesn't want you to tell. Which, and I can't tell which is coming, but Joyce is coming, so it could be either. It's really dangerous. But danger, danger. Come on. Rest of you, start coming if you're going to come, so we can...
Well, I just got to say all the fun things we've done together. You know, we went parasailing, zip lining. Let's see, what else did we do? We rode the Top Thrill Dragster. went out to Bethel and Crater Lake and had a really good time out there. So we've really had a lot of good memories. So
yeah. Amen. Good, good, good. Who else? Come on. Marlene's coming. Come on. You can start coming. We can make a line. Yeah. A couple of you can.
I love this woman. We've been friends for a long time. When I first started coming here, my kids were little. And Joan was the go-to person, always has been. And I left for a long time and came back. And when I first came through the door, she was the first one that greeted me. And she, oh, it's been over 20 years. But she's always been so faithful and willing to do anything for you and run to the store and run do this and run do that. I lived around the corner from her for a long time. And she even had her boys come over and shovel my snow. I can't say enough about Joan. She's a wonderful person. And if you haven't gotten to know her very well, I can't imagine many of you don't. But, boy, don't waste any time, because she is so awesome. And God bless you. I'm glad you're getting to retire finally.
Amen. Julie.
Well, Joan's just been a blessing for me, because, like, there'd be times when I'd volunteer to make things for, like, the kids' events, like the cakewalk and stuff like that. She's come and picked things up for me because I don't drive. So, and she's just always encouraging and just smiling. So, just love her.
Amen. Good. Good. Hey, come on. Yeah, come on. Y'all can be happy. Just go ahead. Be happy.
Okay, I've never been on a roller coaster or anything with Joan, but... there's still time. All right.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
Yeah, wow. Okay. All right. Anyway, this is something recent. I came in to clean the church, I don't know, a month ago or so. And then when I got here, I was like, I'm here to clean the church. And she said, better you than me. So I have a feeling if someone didn't show up, then it was probably you doing it a lot more than anyone realizes.
Yes.
And all the things you do, just thank you. I mean, you truly are the woman that knows what's going on.
Yes, amen.
And one other thing, one time you told me, or just giving me a compliment of, you always look so nice and put together, and how do you do it with four kids? And you, I don't know that, I always remember you saying that, so thank you.
Oh, that's awesome, amen. See, that's good.
Great woman, I love your smile. Always see it when I walk in, and always see you when you come back in the group once in a while. I love that. Also, the great responses that you're so quick to respond on things. I have always noticed you to be right on top, as the pastor said. Thank you.
Yeah, amen. Julie.
Joan has been the only one to hold Sozo together since we started it.
Yeah.
I mean, she gets all the calls. She makes sure and gets a couple of us together, and sometimes that's very difficult with our work schedules. It really is. But mostly, I'm just so thankful that she's my friend. I'm... I'm a bit introverted, if you haven't noticed, but Joan and I really click, and I can really talk to her about just about anything. And I hope she can do the same with me. I love you, Joan.
Amen. Good, good, good. Yeah.
Well, faithful was a fantastic word to use for Joan. And of all the times that I've been here and had to be around and meetings have been to, Joan's always there. And we've had our good share of laughs and stuff. But there was this one time, I don't know if you remember, I wasn't at a meeting. And I ended up somehow being put in place as the vice president. And for years, I thought it was Douglas's idea, but he has recently told me that Joan was the one spearheading that the whole time. So, you know, I now understand she was a redhead at one point, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so true to her roots, I guess you would say.
Wow, come on. I never threw you under the bus, Joan. I didn't tell him it was your idea. Getting a hug there. But you know, she was right. He was the right one to be the vice president and has been for many years now of our corporation.
I feel like I know a lot of you, and some of you it's like being brand new, but I'd be amiss if I didn't take this chance to say to Joan and say it and mean it as much as possible that my family loves you and I love you. We've known Joan for way back when Pastor...
I got more pictures.
Yeah. Oh, no. I remember Barney Rubble in those pictures. And some of those. Something that I'm sure you know as much as I do, but not only is she happy and fun and trustworthy and organized, and you could put a lot of words up there, but she's a strong woman. She's a strong woman. I'd been away from the church doing other ministry things, doing other things here. Had an accident earlier this year. Hurt my back. Broke it, actually. And the only person available in the whole planet that would come to mind that could help me, and she did. She drove over and that took me to the doctor, put me in the car, and didn't pick me up or anything like that. I don't mean strong that way. I mean other ways. But if you know her and you know anything about her, she's an inspiration of you can overcome anything through the Lord in this life. And the way you overcome it is you put your trust totally in Him, and then He flows out of you. And that's how I see you, Joan. Thank you for all you've done for our family. We love you very much.
Yeah. Come on. Praise the Lord.
It's on.
Did you
turn it off?
Yeah. All right, there.
It's on. Okay. So besides faithful, to me, the other word that would describe Joan is a mom. And in that sense, because she was always more worried about making sure everybody was taken care of before she ever got credit for anything. And that's always been such a blessing to me, that somebody was always here to get things done and make sure everything flowed. I don't really have a specific story, but when I was in Welton Academy doing schooling online, I was in my office, and Joan was always in her office, and just having her around is just a blessing. Like, just even if you haven't talked to Joan, you know when she's in the room, you know when she's nearby, because she just radiates this happiness, this peace, and I really appreciate that. So I love you.
Amen. Okay.
I can't even begin to list all the things that you've done. Just for me, my family, my kids. Oh, Joan, we all love you. But I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. We had a talk one time, and you probably won't even remember it. Didn't even last 3 minutes. But thank you for not pursuing other jobs that would have paid way more.
Yeah.
But being faithful and staying here, because you told me you knew you were here because God put you here, and this is where you belong. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Good, good, good. All right. I'm trying to get the last one here, but come on. You're the last one. No, maybe not. One more. See, you should line up, people. I don't know how to... Stay over here. People want to see you. Right here.
They don't see me.
Yeah, they do. They don't want to hear a voice out in the middle of nowhere. That's what they're watching by Facebook.
I used to come over here. This has been quite a while ago in the mornings, and I used to talk to you, and you were always there, and we kind of going through. Anyway, you were always there, and we had some good discussions and so forth. And then I didn't come anymore, and I figured you were glad to get rid of me, basically. But I know you've been through a lot, and you've come through, and God's brought you through. And I'm happy for you. And I was still surprised that you were retiring. I thought you'd be here forever. You know. But I just wanted you to know, I love you, Joni. And you're a super person.
Amen. Okay. Yeah, amen.
I wasn't going to say anything until John used the word mom. I was looking around the room, and I think I'm the only one in the room that can say, Joan, I think I've known you my whole life. You've always, from the time I was little, and just to watch, like, you know, and just reiterate everything everybody else has said, it's just been amazing, because when I heard that, I'm like, what am I going to do? I got stuff that I come out here and Joan helps me do. And I'm like, what am I going to do? And I showed up the other day with one of those things that she helps me with. And Corey was in. She goes, oh, good, Corey, here's another learning process. And we did it. It only took us a few minutes. And I told her, I says, no, I've got mine done. Mom will probably be calling you to have hers. And so that's, I'll see you next year for it. Thank you for everything you've done, Joan. And just to watch you come through everything with grace and dignity. And to show what Zeg and I are walking through. It's going to be okay, and I thank you for all that.
Amen.
Joan, the highest compliment I can give you is you have remained current and relevant, and I like that.
Amen. That's good. Wow. Yeah, some of you don't know this. Some of you will remember. We had a thing that we did where we had an ISP, an Internet Service. Internet service provider ministry called Soul Winner. And through Soul Winner, we were able to donate an extra $75,000 to ministries around the country. People would sign up for Soul Winner, and then they would designate part of their internet connection to somebody else. $5 out of everything went to somebody else. And so Joan had to stay current. She literally had to help people get connected to the internet. And, you know, she gets on the computer and she does things, and I don't even know how she did them sometimes. It's just like, that's crazy. Well, we're going to do something. What?
Before we leave today, can we pray for
Corey? Oh, we're going to do a lot more stuff. We prayed for Corey.
Okay.
Yeah, we just did a little bit ago when she passed the sign.
Yeah, well
yeah, so that was...
Yeah,
I know, but we prayed for her. I'm trusting that prayer was good. I'm not gonna discount. When Joan laid her hands on her, the thing was done. So here's what we're gonna do. Now we're gonna do something that I don't think we've ever done for any individual in the church before. I don't remember, maybe. But we're gonna receive an offering. I need to get some ushers to go grab some bags, and we're just gonna receive a love offering. We say love offering a lot of times, but today it really is a love offering. Now, you know, don't feel like you have to give, but some people wanted to. And I've already had some people say, how much do you think I should give? And I'm like, do whatever the Lord puts on your heart. So a couple of you guys, can you be ushers for us? Who can do that? And there's one. There's two. All right. We can always use three or four. We can make it work. All right. Good deal. And come on up here. Bring those two bags up here. I'm gonna pray over the bags. Bring them up here far enough I don't step out of the thing, so people will. Come all the way up here. Yep. So, Father, we love Joan, and, you know, it's not about the money, but at the same time, we want to bless her. We want to give her something that just says, hey, you've done a lot for us and been underpaid all these years anyway, so we're going to bless her, Lord. And just put it on our hearts to do what you'd want us to do, and we'll give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, as these guys give, I've got one more thing to read. And then probably some personal comments, but this is from Pastor Larry Goodwin. So going back, way back, between Larry and I, there is about 31 years of the church's pastoral leadership into that. Before Larry, the pastor who started it, and we've had a couple of little brief things, but here we go. Here's what Larry said. How can I possibly communicate the value of a woman who has made a difference in so many people's lives? Without Joan, I'm not sure I would have succeeded as a pastor at Calvary Worship Center. She truly is a Proverbs 31 woman. I remember when Joan came on staff, she made $25 per week. It wasn't for the money that she took the job, but rather for her love of Jesus and the church. In the early days, we had little money, no credit, and a poor reputation. Through the influence and credibility of Joni, we were able to build up our reputation and get out of debt. She was the best secretary I had the privilege of working with. However, one of her greatest attributes was her winsome personality. Winsome. I should have put that up on the board with the definition, probably. Winsome personality. She never failed to bring a smile to a person's face. Along with her heart for Christ and people, she helped set the culture of the church that touched so many. She was so much more than a secretary. She was the heartbeat of the ministry. Joan O'Brien, I will forever be indebted to you for your commitment to Jesus Christ and to the body of Christ. Working alongside with you has been one of my greatest honors. Even though you are retiring, you will not be forgotten. Please be assured that great are your rewards. Larry Goodwin. What's that? No, and I hope if checks were made out directly to Jonah, we'll make one big check if we can, if we got a couple, you know. And if you didn't have time to make something out and you want to do something, or you can go online, you can add to it, you know, we'll make a thing. And new secretary's first job. Give money to the old secretary. And if you stay 35 years... No, Woo! Subwoofer feedback. Joan, thank you. We really do appreciate all that you've done for the church. And I don't doubt that you'll continue to do things. I mean, that's just who you are. So you can't stop being who you are. But it is good for her to be able to pass the baton on so that details and things can be taken care of. And there are a lot of details. So, you know, yes, we prayed for Corey, and you guys can pray for her some more. And if you want to prophesy over her, that's great too. When we're done here in just a little bit, we are going to go over into the fellowship hall. John, would you make sure they got the water moved out of your office and over into that fellowship hall so that people can have water to drink? Go make sure that's, yeah, we got bottles of water. And we have cupcakes. We have cupcakes. Now, if you can't stay, you can still take a cupcake. Yeah, even if you can't stay, just go grab a cupcake, because we don't want to have a million cupcakes left over. Yeah, I think that we have this one more thing that we need to do. This service may never end, I don't know, but...
I'm not going to make you get up. So, Joni, this one's for you. It's a canary, or not a canary.
Parakeet.
I just want you to start it. This is a new day dawning, and... fly as far as you can. Do whatever you want. Fly free. Be free. You're an amazing woman.
Skydiving.
Skydiving. I wanted to tell you personally, everybody gives me credit for the children's church, but honestly, Joan keeps me together. I'm a little bit nervous because she keeps me, I know she does the same thing for Tim, us with squirrel syndrome. She just keeps me focused. And I children's church wouldn't be what it is without Joan, but we're gonna allow Corey to really keep it going too. So
Corey's allowed to use a whip. You just ride her with a whip. It's really not gonna be that hard, Corey. We're not that bad. I hope we're not that bad. Okay.